So I'm continuing chapter 8 in the Economy of God, which is titled Dealing with the Heart and the Spirit.
Amen.
So just to review a little bit, we've been progressing in this book.
Amen.
Through the Economy of God, what his purpose is, through the parts of man and how that fits. And just to remind us, what are the parts of man? Because we're talking about dealing with some of our parts. There's the heart and the spirit that are within man. These are some of the inward and hidden parts. And the heart is composed of our mind, emotion, and will.
Amen.
Plus a part of our spirit, which is our conscience.
Right.
So though last week Brother Tom covered dealing with the heart, and this week I'm covering dealing with the spirit, my first point on dealing with the conscience is really part of both the spirit and part of our heart. And really this is the key point that we need to consider in our fellowship with the Lord.
That's right.
Is our conscience. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Why don't we just read that first point under A on dealing with the conscience.
If we are pure and single in our heart, the function of our conscience will immediately be very keen and alert.
Amen. So here there's a sequence. If our heart is pure and single,
Amen.
Then our conscience will function well. It will be keen and alert. So we need to, what does it mean to be single in heart? It means to not have any other goals.
Amen.
Just God as our goal.
Amen.
Not having a goal to be a leader in the church or a good gospel speaker. I don't care if that happens or not. I just want God Himself.
Amen.
If our heart is pure in motive, then our conscience functions well. And the conscience is really the window into our spirit.
Amen.
So if our conscience is not functioning well, all the other functions of our spirit are inhibited.
Right.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In man, in every man is a conscience. But until we are receive the Lord, its function is weakened. But once the Lord is in us, He speaks through our conscience. And you know, we often say exercise our spirit, saints. But we need to not forget that exercising our conscience and dealing with our conscience is the exercise of our spirit.
Amen.
So, Lord Jesus, it's not just, you know, speaking loudly in the meetings or declaring something with a loud voice or even praying. Dealing with our conscience is the exercise of our spirit. Now, what does it mean to deal with our conscience? Let's read Acts 14:26.
I exercise myself to always have a conscience without offense toward God and man.
Amen. Exercise to have a conscience without offense toward God and man. So the conscience functions to make sure that there is nothing between us and God, and even no offense between us and one another.
Right.
And if we sense something is between us and God, what do we need to do? We just need to repent. Confess, Lord,
Amen.
There's something between me and you. I'm sorry for speaking harshly to my spouse, whatever it is, you know, confess it. And when our conscience is cleansed by the blood, we sense that God is living.
Amen.
You know, I'm just skipping a bit here. The best way, I was on a young people's conference this last weekend, and they said the best way, if you're feeling like God is not real, the best way to renew your fellowship with God is to repent. Saints, we don't graduate from dealing with the conscience, from confessing our sins, We have to do it day by day.
Amen.
Just by living in this world, things we see and things we do and things we don't say, we need to confess. And when we confess, then God is real to us.
Amen.
And even when we confess and our conscience is functioning, then we can sense the difference between our soul and our spirit.
Amen.
And in the book, Brother Lee used an example of the difference between the mind, which is in the soul, and the spirit dealing with something. He said, well, let's have an example where I stole a watch from you, and you know that, but you stole a car from me. So the car is obviously worth more than the watch. But the Lord touches my conscience and says, you stole a watch, you should confess stealing the watch. Well, our natural mind, our soul would say, well, I don't need to confess the watch. He owes me something for the car, like, you know, 20,000 minus 100. He owes me, you know, $19,900. Why do I need to confess the watch? But Brother Lee said, no, the function of our conscience has one column only, debit. We don't get any credit for, oh, well, I did good, so then I don't have to confess this thing. No, it doesn't work that way. That is the soul functioning and reasoning, and even the Lord may touch us. Let's go, serve me. And then we may reason, oh, but what about my house and my kids? You know, I should stay until they all graduate from college. And we can reason away God's leading. We need to be keen in our conscience.
Amen.
To sense the difference between our soul and our spirit. So then, the next function of our spirit is fellowship. And again, there's a sequence here. Deal with our heart, we have a good conscience. Deal with our conscience, then we have fellowship.
Amen.
If we don't have a good conscience, it is very hard to have fellowship with God. So fellowship between us and God is maintained by a good conscience. So I want to read to you, 1 John 1 is really good about fellowship with God and how it relates to our conscience. I'm going to start from verse 3. That which we've seen and heard, we report also to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. Indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. These things we write that our joy may be made full. And this is the message that which we have heard from Him and announced to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with Him and yet walk in darkness, this is if we say we're communing with God, and yet our conscience is bothering us. It says, we lie and are not practicing the truth. Verse 7, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship. Go ahead, read this verse together.
But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus His Son cleanses us from every sin.
That's actually verse 7. I got the wrong reference in the outline. So, but the way we maintain fellowship with God is by the blood
Amen.
Of Jesus, Amen. His Son.
Amen.
If there's a break in our fellowship, it means our conscience is wrong. We need to deal with our conscience if we sense a break in fellowship with God. And then the last function follows the function of the fellowship. If our heart is pure, our conscience is functioning, we've had fellowship with God, then we have a divine sense of intuition. This is a knowledge that comes without reason. It's to sense the will of God directly. It's easy for our spirit to sense the will of God when we have living fellowship. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
You know, on the conference we were on Abraham, and there's a good example of this in Abraham's interceding for Lot. You know, when God came to have fellowship with him, he came with two angels, and Abraham served him the meal, and they stayed for hours and talked, had some fellowship.
Right.
And then it was time to go, and Abraham got up and walked with God and continued to fellowship with him. And they engaged one another about the city of Sodom, and Abraham was interceding for Lot, but yet in all those verses of intercession, Lot's name was never mentioned. But God knew what Abraham was talking about, and Abraham knew what God was intending to do. He said, "Will you save the city for 50? And God said, "Yeah, I'd save the city for 50 righteous." But then Abraham knew there's not 50 righteous. How did he know these things? How did they know what they were talking about? Abraham knew God's heart.
Amen.
And he had an intuition to know what God was coming to talk to him about.
Amen.
And he stayed in fellowship with him.
Right.
This is the example of intuition, knowing something beforehand.
Wow.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So often our intuition, our inner knowledge, precedes the understanding in our mind. It may be in the morning you're praying and enjoying the Word, and all of a sudden this burden comes to you to pray for something or someone, and you don't understand why. Saints, we need to just follow that. When we're in fellowship with God and God gives you some sense, follow that sense of intuition.
Amen.
Later, you'll find out why God wanted you to pray for that one, either tomorrow or years from now. Wow, that's why I had to pray for him. Know God's heart through our intuition so we can pray like Abraham.
Amen.
And the way we know is this anointing, which is the Spirit Himself who's installed in us. So let's read 1 John 2:27.
As for you, the anointing which you have received from Him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone teach you, but as His anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie.
His anointing, His Spirit within teaches us. Saints, we need to deal with our conscience, deal to ensure our fellowship is flowing until we have the intuition and He can teach us from within.
Amen.
This is the heart of the Christian life, saints.
Amen.
We never graduate from this kind of dealing.
Amen.
May we continue in our dealing with our inner being so we sense His flowing.
Amen. Amen.